Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick is actually up in the High Sierra enjoying some time with his girlfriend Dallas. And
that's
fiance,
pretty cool.
We should call it. Yeah. And in the studio with me, Corey Sandin, MC Swimbait, master fisherman extraordinaire here. And our guest today is a great one, Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler. Having fun. Great stories talking fishing here with Brian. Right, Corey?
Good times, for sure. I mean, I love it. The off-air stuff, you know, talking about the kite and just such cool stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
All the stuff that they've seen over the years.
Oh, just so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian's one of those good guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, the fish report today, fishdope.com catch report, is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato line winder is perfect for professional use at home or on your boat, designed to wind Spectra as well as mono, now at reduced cost as a kit. Dollar for dollar, the best winder on the market, the Sato line winder kit is easy to put together and comes with detailed instructions. Get it at selected tackle shops like the Longfin and Shark Bait, and I bet you if you went and saw Rockhide Rick, he could order you one if Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, and I have one. They're a great line winder, and like I say, it's a bargain price for a real high quality line winder.
I bet if you went to Bolsa Chica and Edinger and talked to Mark, he could probably order you one too.
There you go, Captain Mark Wish, fishdope.com recorder. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Pete, Corey, Brian, great show today. Fun stuff.
Good morning.
Hey, guys, hard to believe this is the last report of what's been a fantastic summer, and now our fine fall fishing awaits. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out, but I got a feeling it's going to be good.
That's right. First day of fall, right?
Yeah. Starts at like 6:48 or something this afternoon.
How about that?
Yeah. But, last few days we've had a new kid on the block here for the local boats. This is something I remember as a youngster fishing on the party boats, and we don't see much of it, but, man, that big bonitas have settled in here, kind of in the area from Newport Beach up across the pipeline there outside Long Beach a little bit. And they're nice ones. They're good grade, 4 to 8, 9 pounds, and they're so fun to catch. And, guys, they are so good to eat if you take care of them. But troll rope polyps are small feathers. Get a jig strike there, throw some bait, or watch for bird school slide up on them. You know, it's fun stuff, and they pull so hard. If you trickle up a bit there around that Mussel Farm area, that bonita's in there also, and there's also some good great yellow. Same thing around, out around the rigs and toward the 150 there. There's that little bit of yellowtail mixed in with that bonita. To pick on the yellowtail specifically, Soul Troll Big Mackerel, that's your best shot. They're mostly, last week or so, have been good great fish. My customers have been getting some nice ones there. At Catalina, some of those nice yellows around over there too, some on bait, some on jig, surface iron. One guy got a 38-pounder, man. Some of that's good grade fish. Backside east and frontside west has kind of been the area there for the better grade yellows. San Clemente Island, yellows still around on the front side there also. Front, middle west, backside east, all got some yellowtail. And we had about a week of wind there. Really kind of put the kibosh on the tuna fishing for a little bit. It wreaked havoc on the conditions out there, actually. But looks like it's starting to straighten out now. A little bit was caught yesterday. A little bit of fish was seen. And that bodes well for us. Hopefully it gets back together and those big fish start biting again. And for the marlin guys, really good signal on the marlin here locally. You know, the stuff had gone up west. Looks like it wasn't coming back, but it did. And conditions have straightened out. And there's some good fishing around the east end of Catalina, down the ridge to the 277. A little bit of yellowfin mixed in with that fish down there. And over the 14, 267, that was a hot spot last weekend for the guys in the Masters and for the guys in the Peskies right now, which is the funnest tournament of them all. The guys are crazy. Fishing here the last day or two has been kind of centered around the 14 and even up towards the rigs there. So there's a lot going on, And like we said, first official day of fall, and lots of opportunity awaits. And Pete, congratulations. I heard you guys got a nice one out there on the tuna fish ground.
Yeah, yeah. We, you know, speaking of marlin, on the way out to Clemente, we had a marlin on the outside of the middle nine. And just like we just threw the jigs in, and we were going slow and beautiful water, and we hit the jig, and oh, look, it's a marlin. So we actually got the first marlin on field research since I've owned it. So that was kind of cool. And the first big, like the first 100-plus pound bluefin tuna on field research, too. We got that on early Friday morning.
How cool is that?
Clemente. Yeah, it was tough fishing, though. I'll tell you what, there wasn't a lot around, and that water condition changed. So we felt pretty lucky to get
one. You say tough fishing, Pete, but to take 100-plus pound bluefin and spread it between four guys, and each of you take home 20-plus pounds.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're happy to
come
get
on
one.
Now.
We're, hey, yeah.
Perspective.
When you don't get out as much as, say, Neil and Rock God Rick do, when you only get to go a few times like I do.
Hey, and to put a marlin?
You feel lucky. Yeah.
To put a marlin on top of it?
Yeah. It was good. It was a good learning lesson for sure, and running a boat, catching a marlin, that's for sure. Paul Lepore was with me, who's caught a lot of marlin on the boat, so it's good to have him there coaching me on how to maneuver the boat with the marlin, because they're, as you know, Mark, they get a little squirrely when they come to the boat.
Oh, right? They do, but yeah. I'll tell you, that boat you got's got a lot of history catching them things, man.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, what's going on at Pacific Edge there? You got a lot going on, and fishdope.com has had all the info on all the local tuna, the Clemente stuff and the marlin stuff too. He's been keeping tabs on all the islands and all that. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. You gotta have fishdope.com. It's an absolute must.
Yeah, Danny does a fantastic job, and Jeff. Those guys do a fantastic job of percolating all that information, sifting through the good stuff from the bad stuff, and putting out one hell of a report. You know, 2-3 times a day, he updates that thing. It's just crazy. So Definitely get your fish dope info, guys. And you want to find us, Pacific Edge, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone numbers are code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And like I said, I think our fine fall fishing awaits. It's looking good, guys.
Oh, it's looking so good right now. Time to go. Thanks, Mark. Great report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys. We'll see you.
Hey, from Bolsa Chica and Edinger, from Mark, we're going to talk to Marcos off Mission Bay, Seaforth Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Great, great. Here's another guy with legendary status there with all the years he's been Marcos on the guy on the radio, right?
I'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll take it. Pretty good fishing this week about what we've been seeing for the last few weeks here. I mean, it's just been very consistent. Lots of bonito on the half day, a little bit of bass mixed in there. Overall good fishing, about what you expect at this time of the year. Some yellowtail mixed in there, of course, as well. Those full day trips, fishing down Mexico off the coast there, lots of yellowfin, some skipjack in there, occasional dorado, and maybe a bluefin mix in there. So very good fishing on there. Same with those one day and longer trips, yellowfin, skipjack, dorado. Still some big bluefin mixed in there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there. Those half-day trips, those full-day trips. We have one day, day and a half. We have some new trips, some of those 1 3/4-day trips where they leave in the morning, get some fishing in that day and the next day. So definitely check that out. Got a couple trips going specifically after the big bluefin there also, if that's what you want to do. So seaforthlanding.com. You can make reservations directly online there. You can always come down, visit us in person, and pick up a Rock Hudrick breakfast burrito. Or if you want to give us a call, 619-224-3383. We'd be more than happy to help you guys out, get you out there fishing.
No, that's good stuff, Marcos. I was down there Thursday evening watching the boats unload, and such a nice grade of mixed yellowfin and, man, a skipjack. I haven't seen skipjack that size since the albacore days.
Yeah.
I mean, easily 10 to 12, 14 pounders. I mean,
watermelons.
Oh, they are.
Watermelons.
Too.
Hey, were you down there stocking MC swim baits at
the
tackle store?
I did that too, and I got a yellowfin too. And
nice.
And so the big eye I saw too, Marcos. I mean, to have a couple of those mixed in the bag. And when you turn your half day boat, New Seaforth, into a full day boat, it's nothing but good times, I'm sure.
There's been a lot of good fishing on there, and like you said, definitely some good grade of those fish, every single one of them being caught on an MC swim bait.
Yeah.
There you go.
So plenty of full-day trips coming up. How do they get a hold of you, Marcos?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can make your reservations online there. The full schedule's up. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We'll come down and visit some person, pick up your empty swim baits, get on one of those trips, and get out there and catch some of those fish.
Nothing but good times. Thank you for the awesome report this morning, Marcos, and look forward to hearing from you next week and come down and seeing you during the week. And today's catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your trip, for your fish when you return from your trip. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. San Diego Landings. Now the Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, and their famous tuna burgers, one of my favorites, at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, salts, as well as smoked cheese. I can't wait to try that.
Man, yeah, yeah. Did you try that? I know Sean gave you that package of lemon spice.
So I didn't get the lemon spice. I got a meat rub.
Uh-huh.
I got the Cajun, and I got the all-purpose. And the all-purpose is no salt, and it's just awesome, and it's just perfect.
Those rubs and spices he's making,
they're top notch.
Yeah,
and for the price, it's, you know, when you look at the grocery store and you look at the comparison price, it's definitely a good deal. Pick some up at their Liberty Station location. Stop by, taste it. You will be hooked.
Yeah, you know, the other thing Sean has going now is online. He can buy all these spices on Rob on their website, fishermansprocessing.com. And it's an easy checkout, and they'll do all the different rubs and spices, and they have recipes on there, but you can just buy it online on their website and get it all going.
And Pete, the rubs, you know, like you buy a rub from the grocery store or whatever, there's a lot of salt. I mean, it's just salted, right?
Oh, yeah.
But theirs is a lot of the right ingredients of flavor and goodness.
And then
with
you can
salt,
add the salt if you need it.
You can, but it's just a minimal amount of salt. That's
right.
What I'm trying to get at. It's worth the price of admission.
Check out fishermansprocessing.com. If you can't get down to the Liberty Station, just buy it online.
Nothing but good times. I think we ought to jump into the lines,
let's
Pete.
Let's do it. They're packed up. They want to win that half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. And, you know, Fred includes the tackle rental if they need it.
That's a really good deal,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, that's a nice deal.
Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce is calling from Lemon Grove. Good morning, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. Question is for the captain. With the smaller bait, what size hooks are you recommending that the guys bring with you?
We're getting down to size two.
Number two.
Number ones, number twos. And I'm still of the old school, just must-add type hooks.
Just, you know, the old J-hook.
Just the old J-hook. Okay. You know, it's because a lot of it is from the handwell onto your hook into the water is the most important part of this whole aspect that we're talking about.
And how are you hooking that bait?
I like to, if there's a lot of current, nose hook.
Okay.
But I'm a belly hook guy.
Okay.
I'm a belly hook guy.
And I know why you mentioned the nose hook with current, is so that when the bait gets way out there, as you're slowly winding it back to the boat, you've got a chance to have that bait swimming but also get bit.
And like when you go local fishing and you get in a stop and they're boiling on the corner and they're biting, I collar hook them a lot. And just so when you cast out, it doesn't rip out.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's if they're boiling on the corner steady, everyone's hooking up, I'm a collar hook guy. Just so a lot of times it's presentation at that point isn't that big a deal. It's just keeping a bait on your hook.
And sometimes just getting it 10 feet from the boat in healthy condition is important. And
exactly.
10 feet is so simple, and we were talking about this in intermission, but getting that bait on an underlob sometimes, you know, an underlobbing cast, just to get it away from the boat a little bit, you know?
People go to the driving range constantly and practice on their golf swing.
Good point.
I very rarely see people in the bay, because I'm down at the dock pretty much every day, or at the local park, learning how to... The thing used to be casting a clothespin.
Yeah.
Everyone has a dryer now, so nobody even has clothespins. Right. But you know what works real well is a full-sized MC swim bait.
Yep.
There you
On 20-pound test, it's the same size, the same profile. Get out in your front yard with a squirt bottle and keep that line wet and learn how to cast. The next time you walk on the rig or the American Angler and they're boiling on the corner, it's amazing the night and day difference.
You got it down.
Yeah, that's why the driving range is...
Good point. Maybe they should set up a casting range and down at the landing, huh?
There you go.
Good idea.
Yeah, buckets of MC swim baits instead of buckets of balls.
The docks at Point Loma Sport Fishing all lined up.
Yeah.
Hey, that's where we learned on the fishing pier. You know, a lot of these guys I grew up with, Kiyohara and Booger and Mike Dominguez that works on the boat,
Mike
Taro,
D.
all these guys. We were fishing on the fishing pier. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go and jump back in.
No, that's a good one. And we're going to go to, let's talk to Arnie. Arnie's calling from Vista. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk to
Arnie.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Great. Great. Hey, you hosted our Let's Talk Hookup Gamakatsu sponsored 2-day Liberty trip last weekend. How was it?
I tell you what, Pete, the fishing was awesome. That first day, we busted it on the yellowfin, the skipjack. We did so well, Taro had to bring us back to get bait.
Wow.
We did really good out there. The crew was awesome, as always. Very professional, very helpful. We had a bunch of really good anglers on this trip. The second day, I tell you what, I didn't think I'd ever see bluefin at the Coronado Island. And son of a gun, second day we went out there, we got bluefin. We were all by ourselves. It was a good thing, but then it was a bad thing because then we had to fight the sea dogs off.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a great trip. Everybody had fun. Bob from Gamakatsu, he was great help. It was great to have him along to kind of show me the ropes. It's the first time I ever got to host a trip. And thank you, Pete, for letting me do that.
Of course. You did a fantastic job, Arnie.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to give you also, we got a CalStar rod we gave away to the biggest fish with a Gamakatsu hook, and then went to Jim Mathis. Congratulations to Jim. He was one of the guys who was on all day. He was really, really a great angler.
Wow.
And, at the end, I tell you, these guys are all telling me, can we do this again? Well, I told them we have to talk to the powers to be, of course, but I almost could bet I can get everybody that went with me to come back again next year if we decided to do this. So it was a success. But
yeah.
I got one little thing I got to tell you. We had a couple things with a couple guys that came down and were going to fish with us. Passports, guys, please check the dates on your passports. We had two guys come down with expired passports. Unfortunately, they couldn't go, but luckily we had a couple people that just came by to see if there was a spot, and we gave those spots to them.
Yeah.
So, guys, please check your passports.
Yep, you have to
And
one thing on that, Arnie, you know, if you're traveling international, some countries won't even let you come in with a passport without 6 months left on your passport. Not the case in Mexico. It just has to be a valid passport. So always keep aware of that when you're traveling either to Mexico or to other
going
countries.
Going on one of Cass's trips, Pesca Panama?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure about Panama as far as the 6 months go, but I know there are countries that won't let you go if your passport doesn't have 6 months on it. But Mexico, you're fine as long as it's valid, right, Brian?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Give a big shout out to – I'm sorry.
So great.
I'll give a big shout out to Everingham, too. Those guys, the bait was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, and you had to come in and get more. You caught so many fish.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. We spent the night on day one tied up to the bait dock.
That's pretty cool.
And then we motored out to the Coronados early in the morning. But
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's when you know the local fishing's a lot of fun, Arnie.
Yeah, and great operation.
I've never
on the
seen fishing like this
on the Liberty and Taro running the boat. How was the food and the accommodations with that limited load on the Liberty?
Oh, it was great. They fed us well. The accommodations were good. You know, everybody's very happy. I tell you what, it was that first day. I mean, it's like I was telling these guys, like, it was so awesome that first day. Anything we do day two, we could do zero day two, and it's still a successful trip. And I mean, catching bluefin was just awesome. Couldn't believe it.
Nice
and,
bonus, for sure. Well, I want to thank Rick from Gamakatsu Hooks for providing hooks and swag for everybody, all of our sponsors, from AFCO to Rapala to Shimano, providing a bunch of great giveaways on that trip. Want to thank you, Arnie, for hosting the trip. And we're going to do it again tomorrow. Trip sold out, but you never know. 2-day trip on the Liberty tomorrow. Dave Dolan will be hosting that one, and that should be a fantastic time. So thanks a lot for doing a great job hosting that 2-day trip on the Liberty, and we're going again tomorrow night on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, I just want to quick say hello to Brian from my brother Ernie. Ernie has fished with you for quite a while, Brian.
Nice, Arnie. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Arnie. Thanks a lot again for doing being a great host on the Liberty for us. Appreciate that. Rock Cut Rick Maxa, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We're missing you in the studio, but I know you're having fun up there with Dallas, huh?
Yeah, super bummed not to be hanging out with you boys. I really enjoy it when Brian's on the show. We've been listening all morning. You guys are doing an awesome job, but I just wanted to call in, yeah, check in and say good morning from Mammoth. We're up here for Dallas's birthday, and man, we're having a really good time. The more and more we come up here, I like it up here a lot, man. It's quiet, and trout fishing's been awesome, and the weather's perfect. We're having a really, really good trip. I just wanted to call and check in and say good morning.
Now, you're doing something with Adventures in Camping, who we've had on the show from the Fred Hall Show there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was really cool. But Bart was the one that suggested it. I talked to Bart Hall a couple weeks ago. Dal and I wanted to come up to Mammoth and do something different. And we'd had Ryan on the show before. Ryan Dorn and his wife run this Adventures in Camping. It is crazy easy to do. Basically, you come up to Mammoth. There's hundreds of rad places to camp out here. We picked like Twin Lakes as our kind of zone. But literally, you come up, either reserve a campsite ahead of time or just drive up this time of year when there's not a ton of people up here and pick literally anything you want. And, you know, you pre-reserve your trailer online. They got a killer website, and basically find out exactly what you want. I keep my dog out of this creek, we'd be in good shape. Shut up, get up here. And
kind of tough with a Labrador.
We've got a rad trout creek that's like 30 feet from our trailer. Ryan set us up in like this unbelievable cool spot. We're fishing this little creek, Cold Creek, I think it's called. It comes out of Lake Mary or into Lake Mary, whatever it is. And yeah, it's a rad trout stream, but keeping the dog out of it has not been the easiest thing. We've got a bunch of fish in it. Anyways, you find the spot ahead of time, call those guys. They've got the trailer that you pick out on standby. Okay, we're in space 10. 20 minutes later, they come and set up a killer trailer, and they took care of everything. It's just Dal and I, and now we're, you know, camping with a rad trailer and Mammoth and big giant trees and trout creek running everywhere. It's just awesome. We're having the best time. It's a really cool experience.
Wow.
And it was crazy, crazy easy. I mean, crazy easy.
Oh, that sounds like fun. That sounds
it's
like
it's a dog friendly trip too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Dog
yeah,
lovers.
We got the hound with us, and she's having a blast. And you know, with the exception of keeping her out of the trout water, we're having a really really good trip. It's been an awesome adventure, and I just can't get over how easy they make it for you. We just showed up within 5 minutes of trailer set up, the generator's going, they provide everything, you know, so we just rolled up in the single passenger 4Runner with a little bit of food, and away we are. We're camping like you would be up in Mammoth.
Oh man, that sounds like fun. Full hookups, and then when you're done, you call them up, you say, okay, we're done. They come pick it up and you drive home.
That's exactly it. There's just zero work involved. When you're done, you just get out and, you know, that's it. You drive home and they come pick everything back up and they take care of, you know, dealing with the extra water and fuel and dump in the trailer and everything. You roll up, you have the cool experience of the rad camp trip, but without any of the hassle. It's awesome.
When you
factor in the cost of, you know, owning the RV and trailer and storage and the hassle bring it up here, it is, I don't know how he's making any money doing it because it is very, very affordable.
Wow. Yeah, and it's Adventures in Camping, right?
Yeah, it's called Adventures in Camping. Ryan and Sharon are the family that's doing it, and it's just they're the gals, at least, that you talk to the office, and Ryan is who set us up. It's really, really easy. Website's killer. They list all the campsites that they service and, you know, how you pick out your trailer, and you just, you know, pop in your credit card online and done deal. So I couldn't recommend it enough. If you're looking for a kind of quick, easy getaway, long weekend, it's been great.
What's your big trout so far?
I don't want to talk about it because Dallas has got me beat for sure. I got a nice one. I got, you know, a couple of pounder, but we're fishing a small creek, and of course, Dal rolls one pool ahead of me and makes one cast, just drifting a single salmon egg, and caught a really nice one. I mean, I don't know, probably 3.5 or so, which out of a small creek is a monster. Like, she's got me beat for sure, but today we're gonna do a high elevation thing, and neither of us have ever caught a golden trout, so we're strapping the boots on. Our goal is to try and catch a golden today.
Oh, cool! Good. Well, enjoy it. Hey, thanks for checking in, Rick, and enjoy your vacation.
Thanks, boys. You're doing a great job. Show sounds awesome. I can't wait to tell you all about it when I get back next weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate
all right,
that.
See you guys.
All right. Hey, 858-457-1090 just opened up. You want to get through? Have a chance to talk to Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler. Have a chance to win that pair of half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double from Point Loma Sport Fishing, there's your shot. Corey, let's jump into it.
Let's do it. We're going to talk to John. John's calling from Orange. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Good morning, fellas. How are you today?
Great.
Hey, I got a quick question. I'll take the answer off the air. I recently bought myself a new Pin VISX 16, and I can't run right out and buy a rail rod. So I'm looking for, what are the characteristics that actually define a rail rod? And is it something that I can look into my arsenal and then rewrap it in the configuration required?
You know, as far as rail rods go, you're in Orange. I'd roll down and see Eric down at the long fin there. I mean, those guys have it down. And they have an entire area of Shimano gear in that store at the long fin. And one of the rods I'd look at is that Therese rail rod. Because here's what happened with that Therese rail rod. Between Calstar and Therese, they make the two best. And so when they originally came out, I'll give you the straight story. When they originally came out with the Therese rail rod, it wasn't our standards, right? It wasn't really a perfect rail
rod.
But the second version, they talked to Rockcod Rick. They talked to myself, Robbie Gant. And we said, here's what you need to build in a rail rod. This is the straight story. And they went back and built that rod, and it is a fantastic rail rod. They make it in two or three different versions, the Therese rail rod. What I like about it is it's super lightweight for a rail rod, and it's got plenty of power, and it works.
And it's something to have, too. It's like Brian was talking about earlier. I mean, the rail has become part of the
fishing.
Yeah.
Especially the long-range scene, you know.
Yeah. The other rod you want to look at is that Calstar rail rod. Because that's kind of what everything is designed after, is that Leon invented the original rail rod, and that is another one that you want to look at. And they've had several adaptations. John has done a great job over there at Calstar. And listening, Leon always did, and what John has learned, too, is they listen to anglers. And he's always like, well, how do you like that rod? I remember Leon used to say this. How do you like that rod? What would you change if you did this? And he talks to guys that fish a lot. And he makes those changes.
And so it's a little bit, I mean, I'm not a huge long range guy, right? But the rail rod has a little bit more in the length so that when you lay it on the rail,
right,
you still have enough rod to the tip to actually get a bend and fight the fish, right?
The old times, you know, when Yo had Yo's tackle up there, it was 5.5 footers. You had to have a shorter rod for leverage.
Yeah.
But
that was without the rail.
Yeah, it evolved to the rail, the length has increased, and you're exactly right, Corey. By having your fish at color, making big circles in the corner, the length helps keep the line out and away from rubbing the boat, and thus the beauty of the rail rod. You could keep it on the rail even when the fish is at color.
Which is part of what they listen to. Robbie Gant listened with the Therese line and right. What Leon has in the Calstar.
The whole thing. So hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go live to the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Brian.
Buddy.
How's it going?
Good.
Well, yellowfin fishing has been pretty darn good here lately, probably about as consistent as it's been all year. And we're starting to see a lot better, nicer, great fish, fishing the 12 to 25-pound range with fish up into the low 30s at times. Yesterday morning, we had a stop for 81 of those things, and very, very, a little bit different yesterday. We had some small bait to work with, which has been kind of key with that fishing. But if you could fly line a bait on 25-pound or 20-pound, it was pretty much game on. Very, very good fishing yesterday.
Wow, that sounds so good. And putting 80 on those boats. So there you go. You heard
it from Ray. Ray a call?
Yeah. Give who a call?
Did you give Ray on the angler a call? Did you get him in fishing this morning?
I did not see Ray yesterday.
Oh, well, he's out on the grounds this morning, buddy. So if you're getting him, be sure and give him a call.
We went a different direction than that this morning. We're fishing. We have a really light charter group here. Picked up two nice bluefin this morning in the 45-pound range. One of few guys who didn't stay up and party all night, woke up this morning and knocked out two on a rent rod. So he's styling for the morning. But we're between that yellowfin fishing and a little bit of bluefin fishing out here out west, it's been pretty darn good. And tomorrow night's trip is sold out, but we do have plenty of room throughout the week.
Wow, fantastic. So if you want to go on Monday night, you're running overnight trips, Mike?
Overnight limited low trips out of Seaforth Landing. Monday night's trip is a go. Right now, I think there's only about 8 or 10 guys booked on it. So a chance to get out and fish with the light group. And hopefully, it looks like this weather's going to, you know, kind of hold itself together for a while. And hopefully this yellowfin fishing stays together. And seeing that nicer, great fish is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Getting fish on the popper, on the surface iron, just an assortment of different ways.
Fantastic. Fabulous fall fishing is what we call it. And our guy, as you saw yesterday, and I was on the water too, grease calm. Just beautiful day on the water. And there's a lot of that coming here. This is the best time of the year to be on the water.
Yes, it is. Our favorite time of the year. Well, let's start backing off a little bit. Good time to get on a boat. And, you know, with this yellowfin fishing around, it's just, you know, bring an assortment of gear out. And you like throwing the popper, like throwing the iron. That's this is it.
You bet. All right, Mike, how do we get a hold of you on the Tribute? Go fishing with you.
Give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com. And we did post pictures of our bluefin up here this morning and some of yesterday's catch as well. We on Facebook. It's just Tribute Sport Fishing.
Great. That's a nice bluefin, 45 pounds. Take that out.
Perfect size.
Right? Yeah.
little butter balls.
Yeah, for
sure. They're great fish. So we will check back in with you tomorrow, and hopefully a lot more of this to come. So we're pretty excited about this coming week.
Fantastic. All right, Captain Mike Pritchard on the Tribute. We always appreciate those live on-the-water reports from Mike. Mike's really good about
nothing
that.
But good times from Mike. And if you want your chance to win a half-day trip aboard the Daily Double, 4-2, including tackle rental if you need it, give us a call at 858-457-1090, 877-792-1090. There's one line open. Give us a call. Let's talk hook up on the Mighty 1090. We'll be right back.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa is truly building great reels for the saltwater angler, and we have all the models you want. The Daiwa Lexa, Saltist, and Saltiga reels. Match these great reels with the all-new Proteus Wind Grip Rod, and you have a great combo. Fisherman's Landing Tackle also has Daiwa tackle storage bags, including jig totes, backpacks, and just too much to mention. So why not come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Don't be the last to get one, especially now. The all-new Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend who has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com or your local tackle shop.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, and definitely good times in the studio with Brian Kihara from the American Angler. And
what
Pete.
A fun time of the year, isn't
it? I love it. I love the fall.
Yeah, the fall is the best. And
I love the spring, you know, when things are escalating coming up and you got to figure it out. And the fall's very similar, and things start to get condensed. And
local long-range fishing. This is the best long range time right now.
September, October, my favorite years for everything.
Yeah.
It's just the weather's.
Like species that you'll catch on the American Angler if you're going on an 8-day trip this month or next month.
Yellowfin tuna, wahoo, yellowtail, Dorado.
Maybe a bluefin.
Maybe a bluefin. It's just
a lot.
A lot of different variety. Yeah. And conditions overall up and down the whole coast, there's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you start talking about Santa Ana conditions and offshore winds.
Weather.
And
yeah, you bet.
Watching Pete Gray and Ron Lane killing it on their paddle boards in grease calm or light offshore breeze is October. That's what I think.
Yeah,
at San Clemente Island.
I see Pete on the cliffs just killing it, having the best time.
Oh, it's so much
just
fun.
Jealous.
Stand up.
You know,
sure.
Something that happened local, too, you know, I just want to bring up is the orcas, you know. You talk about seeing things on the ocean and the cool things that come around. And did you see they were literally 30 foot off the rocks at La Jolla?
Yeah.
Talk about a cleanup job. We need more of those.
Yeah, maybe they got some of those harbor seals.
You know, that pelagic pod, they've been at La Jolla, the Coronados offshore. It's that pelagic pod of orcas. They know how to do it, too.
Yeah.
I've seen them feeding. They're
take care of business.
Yeah.
Oh,
they know how it's done.
Yeah.
With that being said, Pete, let's you want to jump into the lines? Let's talk to Dan. Dan's calling from Cardiff. You could join in the carnage here.
Yeah.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning. Great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a comment. I was on the recent 5-day trip on the American Angler, and Cameron ran the boat. We just had an absolutely outstanding trip, fishing primarily in U.S. waters.
Nice. Nice. I'm glad you had a great time. You know, I was talking off the air about some of the kids that I've had the good fortune of working for us on the American Angler. Cameron being one, Taro, Andrew who has a prowler. I couldn't be more proud of them. You know, doing a great job. And you know, the easiest thing to do as a captain is to fish, because that's all what we love to do. But to have the people skills, The ability to communicate, have a little bit of mechanical know-how, have the whole package. Cameron is definitely one of them, and just I couldn't be more proud of these guys. I'm glad to hear that feedback. Thank you.
Yeah, and how? I mean, for a young guy that wants to get into the business, I think it's a great story you told about Andrew, is how he got on, how he became a crew member on the American Angler.
You know, Andrew started with us when he was 18 years old. He had been working for Don Hansen, who is a great individual on the Sump Fund. And he showed up one morning with his slickers and asked if he could help us scrub and unload fish. I said, okay, fine. And at the end of the morning, we were going back out on another 5-day trip. I said, hey, thanks a lot for the help. But, you know, we have a pretty seasoned crew that's been with us for a while. Appreciate it. He showed up on the next time I backed that boat, and he was there waiting with his slickers. And finally I said, okay, what's the deal? And he says, you know, my friends work on down here on the other boats, and they said that this is the boat to work on. And I said, all right, give me your phone number. And with that will and that inherent desire to become the best, he started working with us, and he just climbed the ladder. And you know, when he got married and has started having a family, he went up and worked for Don Brockman and Mike Thompson up there in Newport, started running the Thunderbird Relief and became a high commodity, got together with Marcus and Drew and bought the Prowler. Now successfully running a successful overnight operation out of Seaforth. And so now I go local fishing and the Taros and the Andrews and the Camerons. It's just, they're catching way more fish than me and all of that. But, I'm like, oh, the competitive side of me, it kills me. But
yeah, it's like throwing salt at you. Yeah. Competitive. Still, but seeing what you've generated and what you've grown and organically grown.
The father side of me, I couldn't be more proud. So I appreciate that report. Thank you.
That's a great story. And did you catch some fish?
Yeah, just a quick update just for your listeners. I think out of the 5 days, we fished 4.5. And every day we fished through the night. I ended up with 3-day limits of bluefin, 80 to 110 pounds.
Oh.
Handed off, I think, 5 others on the flatfall.
Oh, yeah, Dan. Now I know he was talking about what a generous individual you are.
Yeah, and then we got a 252, a 232, and then to top it off, when the weather was really bad, he did a 3-hour move out to the Tanner each day. And I think the boat ended up with well over 125 to 30 pound yellowtail. So in essence, it was like a Guadeloupe trip, but we basically didn't have to go there.
Wow.
And they came in and had good yellowfin fishing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
By the way, what a great 5-day trip on the American Angler. And that's, savvy captain knows where to go, right? Hey, Dan, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, let's jump back into it, Pete. Let's talk to Doug. Doug's calling from Montebello. Thank you for being patient this morning, Doug. The line's been packed, and appreciate you having you on Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, yeah, now I got two questions for Brian. What's your son doing now? And in case of mechanical problem, how much backup part you got on the boat? And how many captains are your mechanics as well?
Junior Point Loma High School. A lot of AP classes doing well. We have redundant parts for all the external type things on our engines, water pumps,
major mechanical
starters, things like that. We try to have as much redundancy on the boat as possible.
So if something breaks, you can fix it on the water.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. There's obviously cases where we can't, if it's internal in the engines or something like that, but most of our water makers, main engines, all the external parts that are interchangeable, we have redundancy on the boat because they're trips where we're 1,000 miles from home. Crew members and mechanics, all of our crew members, it's a part of going to school on the American Angler. We encourage everyone and give them the opportunity to get in that engine room and learn. Once the kids come on the American Angler, there's every aspect, air conditioning, refrigeration, mechanics, basic 12 volt, basic 110, basic electrical. It's all available because things are breaking on all these boats all the time.
Yeah, it's a harsh environment.
Yeah, so it's up to them. So they all know an open end wrench versus a ratchet versus they all know the basics. There are some definite standouts that just take the torch and run with it, though. But all our kids are extremely good, doing hourly engine room checks and stuff. And a lot of it is we're pretty proud of our crew. They have common sense.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Pete. Pete's calling from San Diego. Good morning, Pete. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Brian, I was hearing you talk about Steve Loomis and kind of threw me back to when we used to fish with Greg Trompas on the out at Guadeloupe. So I thought I'd throw that out there and get your spin on that.
We have a plaque in the wheelhouse of Greg Trompas Sr. He was a big part of my life as well. Fished with us all the time on the Pacific Queen. But
Mr. Bluefin, right?
Mr. Bluefin, so... Now we talk about Guadeloupe, it's yellowfin tuna, yellowfin tuna, yellowfin tuna.
But it wasn't long ago.
Yeah, through the 80s, going to Guadeloupe, we never saw yellowfin tuna. It was straight bluefin tuna, and we would do the classic anchovian 15-pound number 4 hook and catch 18 to 25-pounders. Meanwhile, the whole time down there at the south end, we'd see these giant cows blowing out and jumping. Tom Flager caught a 343-pounder.
Oh.
John Kirkpatrick, we call him Sharky on the Megalodon, was another guy that would go out and catch 10 250-pounders in one trip on the anchor.
Crazy.
And mind you, this is single speed, straight monofilament, no kite.
Before Spectra.
And so it wasn't until 1991, I remember we went down there in June looking for yellowtail and bluefin. We saw a few skipjack puddle. I think Frank was running the boat. We stopped and started getting straight yellowfin tuna. And it's been that cycle ever since.
Interesting. So that same time frame, Brian, has to be when the white sharks started.
You know, before that, you know, you read the Terry Moss books and stuff like that. When they used to, the blue water hunters used to try and shoot those bluefin. They had a guy get eaten
by
a white shark. So their presence was always there. They always knew about, you know, there was always that presence. Ooh, this is sharky here.
Wow.
But
so it was like 91 when it started turning over to yellowfin.
The yellowfin tuna. And I don't know of a bluefin tuna that's been caught there since. But the whole Greg Trompas thing, you know, he ran a successful charter boat, the Fiesta, for years. That unfortunately went up on the rocks there at Colonnette. And then he bought the Point Loma, which is now the Islander. And his specialty was the fall type, late summer fall type fishing, going to Guadalupe and targeting those 150-pounders on 6-aught reels and 80 pounds.
That's crazy. Before today's two speeds and Spectra Power Pros and... I love hearing these stories.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
really cool.
I was fortunate to fish with Greg Trompas Sr. back in the day aboard the Patriot. He ran the Patriot for a six-pack charter boat.
Yeah. Oh, and he fished Guadalupe.
Yeah.
He loved that island.
That guy, amazing guy. Yeah, definitely, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, not only are we going to find out who's won this trip for two on the Daily Double out of Point Loma, including tackle rental and we're going to hear more from Brian, an American angler, more or less Tuck Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yeah, indeed. And congratulations, John in Orange, right, Adam? Is the man that won that half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double from Point Loma Sport Fishing, including tackle rental, if you need it. Thanks to Fred and the gang at Point Loma Sport Fishing for putting that all together for us. And, John, you're going to have a good time going fishing on the Daily Double. And Captain Brian Kiyohara, American Angler, you know, Marty Milner used to have a saying from Hollywood. Enough about me talking about me. Now you talk about me. It's about people that talk a lot about themselves. Brian's like the total opposite guy. He talked about everybody else but himself and told great stories. And, Brian, you're such a great storyteller, and you've had so much experience in this deal. Thank you for the time that you've
No, thanks for having me, Peter. Yeah.
I know it's a busy time of the year for you, you know, getting ready for lobster season, running the American Angler, all that stuff. So we're looking forward to having you back.
Well, I thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
And you've got the greatest gal in the world working in the office, and your business partner as well, Lori. If somebody wants to book a trip on the American Angler,
619-223-5414 and AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Please see Lori. We do have just a couple spots here and there left on some of our November trips.
Oh, really?
And fortunately, yeah, the rest of our trips we. Maximum capacity,
yeah.
But please call anyhow.
Yeah, you know, get on the list because
there's
change.
Always people, you know, that have last minute things come up, and yeah. And once you call Lori, you'll find what a pleasure it is to talk to her.
Oh, it is, and she'll find a way to get you on the boat.
Definitely,
that's the cool thing for sure. Well, thank you, Brian. Look forward to having you back on the show, and look forward to having you, Corey, tomorrow morning. Right?
It's gonna be a fun show.
Yeah, it
as
is.
If having Brian in studio wasn't fun enough. We're gonna be talking lobster.
Lobster season starts in like a week and a half.
These guys better be asking Corey for. I know they're pros from Promar, I'll tell you, Corey, he's humble.
I've been trying to get info out of him for a long time.
Oh yeah, he has it.
Yeah, for sure. Steve and Dave. From Promar, talking lobster. Tomorrow morning, they bring in a huge list of prizes, too, to give away. So that's tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the other side of the glass. Be sure to check out our app, Let's Talk Hookup, on the App Store or the Google Play Store. If you haven't downloaded it, you got to do it. And also, don't forget on our website, letstalkhookup.com. All the archives will be up very, very shortly. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.